I'll invite the children to come up. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year. Did you have a good Christmas? Except for what? Dad got sick, right? But he looks like he's feeling better, I hope. Okay. What does this say? Joy. Joy. Did you experience joy at Christmas? At least a little? Okay. And what's at the center of this? It's a nativity, right? Kind of an abstract art, I guess. But Mary, Joseph, and the baby. And what's on the edges? Birds, right? See some birds there? And maybe some animals, at least the heads of animals, the camel and the cow maybe. It's a nativity scene. But one of the key things about Christmas, Scripture tells us, and one of the Sundays we celebrate in Advent, is the Sunday when we celebrate joy. And sometimes we think joy is the same as happiness, but it's really not. Joy is a little different in that joy is something that's inside of us. It's not caused so much because somebody gives us a nice present or we see an old friend. Joy is a sense that's how we are inside, how we feel inside. And God promised the children of Israel when they were in exile that they would know joy again, even though that was a terrible time. And when we think about Christ coming, we think about the joy of Christ coming. Even though they were in a foreign land and they had to go way away from home, they were stuck in the wilderness part of the time, they later had to flee to Egypt, right, to stay safe. But there was joy because they had a new child whom they loved, and that new child was God's gift to all of creation. So joy has always been one of my favorite words to use at Christmas. And this is the second Sunday of Christmas. There are 12 days of Christmas. And so we're almost to the end of the 12 days, but not quite. The end will come this week. So we're really still celebrating Christmas. Now, a lot of people stop celebrating Christmas on Christmas Day. This is still Christmas, right? And so most years, well, a lot of years, we only have one Sunday of Christmas. That's the first Sunday after Christmas. Some years we have two. This year we had two. And even though a lot of people don't celebrate 12 days of Christmas, we do. And at the end of the 12 days of Christmas will be this celebration of Epiphany, and that's when we remember the wise men coming on that day. But I hope you, despite all the challenges you had, with your dad being sick and having to get tests and all that, that you found joy in Christmas and that this new year brings much joy despite all the troubles of the last year. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, help us to know your joy when we're afraid or confused, when we don't know what to do, or we're worried and anxious. Remind us that you are with us, that your grace will keep us, and that your joy will return to us. We ask all this in your holy name. Amen. Thanks for coming up. And I hope you have a really good week.